Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed that God has given me a do-over. And I'm praying that today will be better than yesterday. For God is good and greatly to be praised. Whew, I cannot say enough. So many mornings to the women of Table of Life Ministries. Ladies, you rock. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are great. And I can only say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for one of our best women's conferences. Ladies dressed in white, it was beautiful. So we are the lambs of God. And to God, 99 won't do. He will always go out to seek the one that has been lost. All have been lost at one time or another in our life. And all we can say is thank you, Lord, for looking for me. Thank you, Lord, for finding me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an opportunity for another day. So today I praise God with a joyful heart. He blessed me to wake me up to another day. I thank him for the chance for a do-over. May today be better than yesterday, and yesterday was great. And that was my tweet this morning. Thanking God that 99 won't do. Thanking God that he loves us so much that he gives us every day a new day. He gives us an opportunity to love each other, to care about each other, to want to be better than we were yesterday. And I can say it's thanking God for his love. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for the help that only he can give. So as you go through your day today, I pray that you go to church, because the company of saints is good for everyone. And I can only speak for myself. I had my tune-out year where I couldn't stand the body of Christ. And I'm not talking Jesus Christ. I'm talking the church. Hypocrites. Full of a bunch of hypocrites. That's what I felt. Judging folks that don't want anything but money. I'm the only can speak for me. And God convicted me. Convicted me. And I'm not going to say. The devil was happy. What he knew would be two things away from God. That he knew would be willing and hard workers for the kingdom. But God brought me home. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your kindness, your goodness, God. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank God daily for saving your soul, because somebody didn't get saved. Somebody lost their life and didn't have opportunity for a do-over. Didn't have an opportunity to give God his all or her all. Didn't have an opportunity to get to know Jesus. So thank God every day that he gives you another day, that he gives you his grace, and that he loves you more than anything. Thank God for that. Because, again, somebody did not wake up this morning somebody didn't have a chance for a do-over. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Let God know that you appreciate the blessing. Have a blessed day, family. Let's get started with our word this morning. We are going to be coming out of Isaiah chapter 11 and 12. And we're going to praise God this morning. Whew. Praise God this morning. Father God in heaven, I am so thankful. I am so grateful. And I know that I know I'm blessed to be your daughter, Lord. You have always come through for me. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an opportunity to work in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for a great day on yesterday. Thank you for all your grace. Thank you, Lord, that 99 won't do. For you will seek us out when we are lost. When we are that lost lamb from your flock, Lord, you will seek us and you will find us. I thank you, Lord, for finding me. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me home. Lord, thank you. Father God, I thank you for just being who you are, almighty and wonderful God. And Father, I ask as I do every day for you to increase, as I decrease, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my redeemer. And all I can say is thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray, believing and trusting that all things work for good for those that trust in you, Father God. And Lord God, I'm trusting in you and believing in you that things are working for my good and for the good of those that love and trust you. In Jesus' name again, I pray that this word to come from you and not from me. Decrease me, Lord, as I increase you. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life, whose blood flows through me. And as the psalmist says, it reaches to the highest mountain that flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Praise God. So come join me in Isaiah chapter 11. We're a little different on Friday. We actually just stayed with Friday's whole entire word, which is a little different than what we normally do. And so today we are incorporating Isaiah chapter 11 and I believe 14 Old Testament word this morning, which is what we normally would have done on Friday. And so on tomorrow we will have a New Testament word. So it'll be about 2 or 3 days worth of word this morning in Old Testament and 2 days of or 3 days of New Testament on tomorrow. And we may go into Tuesday to catch up for the weekend that we did not do on Friday, because we're going to read every day and we're going to do all the work. Hallelujah. So let's get started. Join me in chapter 11 of Isaiah. And I know that we had a technical difficulty on Friday. And I didn't know it until close to the end of the show. The devil got mad. He got real mad because that word on Friday was a right and tight word. So we're going to keep an eye out today to make sure that everything stays on track. Because God wants his people saved. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to appreciate who he is and what he does for all of us. So thank God again for this day that he has made. I'm rejoicing in it. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And I'm just all giddied up, feeling so blessed. So y'all know I get all excited and they get to tearing up because it's just like, oh. So let's get started, family. Again, I say, this time for real. Let's get started. Okay. The shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by sight of his eyes, nor despise by the hearing of his ears. And I have gotten forth, so forgive me. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the branch of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Delight is in the fear of the Lord, and we're going to come back to that life lesson. We'll do life lessons after and life questions after we finish our sections this morning. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaning child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah. From the four corners of the earth, also the envy of Ephraim shall depart. Series of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim, but they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt. With his mighty wind, he will shake his fist over the river and strike it in the seven streams and make men cross over dry sod. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be left from Assyria, and as well as it was for Israel in the day that he came from the land of Egypt. Chapter 12 of Hosea. And in that day, you will say, oh, Lord, I will praise you. Praise the Lord. This is where our title comes from this morning. And all I can say is, thank you, God. Oh, Lord, I will praise you. I got to say it one more time. Oh, Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel, your midst. Praise the Lord this morning, saints. Praise the Lord this morning, saints. For God is good and greatly to be praised. Give thanks to God, for he gave you another day. Give thanks to God, for he loves you more than anything. Give thanks to God, for he is the author and finisher of our faith. Thanks be to God, who causes us to triumph in his holy and divine name. Thanks be to God, who is the source of your strength and the strength of your life. Thanks be to God, who gives us do-overs because he loves us like that. Thanks be to God, who is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God this morning. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. God wants us to fight the fight of faith because he loves us and does not want us to perish. Thanks be to God this morning. And as we go into a life lesson from this section of our word today, it says this in life lessons. And again, my daily disclaimer, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, New King James Version. And I say every day, Dr. Stanley or his ministries are not banning to preach from this word or teach from this word, but I would tell everybody who listens to this show live or later, this Bible is a great Bible to have in your biblical arsenal. And if you don't have it, you need to get it. And again, not paid by ChristianBooks.com, but if you are online and looking for a Bible, that is the place to go. I know Amazon is awesome, but let's support each other. ChristianBooks.com is a great place to buy your Bible. So I'm throwing it out there. Get this Bible. Get it from ChristianBooks.com because they're always having a Bible sale. And so you can get Bibles for as little as $10. So, and that might even include shipping and handling. And sometimes if you get an order over a certain amount, they will give it to you shipping for free, which is a big deal. So please, no, not being paid. They're not the Bible that Dr. Stanley has commentated as well as ChristianBooks.com, which is where I get a lot of the things that I come forth with on this show. So thanking God again for all of you. Thanking God for his grace. And let's get into some life lessons this morning. And a life lesson from Isaiah is this. Isaiah 11:3, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah foresaw that Jesus would delight in the fear of God. He didn't mean that Jesus would delight in the emotion so much as in the awesome, majestic, all-powerful God who inspires godly fear. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 11:9. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We look forward to the day when God will rule on earth as he does in heaven, a day when righteousness will reign and evil will not be allowed to oppress anyone. To that day, what did the word tell us? Where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the winged child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Oh, praise the Lord, family. Praise the Lord that one day there will be no fear, because God will be with us in his holy temple in person on this earth. And as we go into the light question, in Isaiah chapter 12, it says, when is the appropriate time to praise the Lord? When is the appropriate time to praise the Lord? And I love what Dr. Stanley tells us. He says, praise the Lord often, regardless of your circumstances. Many people praise the Lord only when something good happens to them or when they receive an unexpected blessing. But the Lord is worthy of our praise at all times, in all circumstances. We do not praise the Lord on the basis of our circumstances. We praise the Lord on the basis of who he is in the midst of our circumstances. Praise God when you're going through the storm. Praise God when you're going through the rain. Praise God when the person that you love, a person you love, leaves this earth. Praise God in your sickness. Praise God in your health. Praise God in your lean. Praise God in your wealth. We got to praise him regardless of our circumstances. Praise God in your mess. Praise God as you give the message. Praise God all the time. And let's give God our glory that deserves and he deserves. As the psalmist says, praise is what we do when we want to be close to you. Let's keep going in this word. It says, we do not praise the Lord because of the way we feel. We praise the Lord because of who he is and the way he feels about us. Don't limit your praise to the songs you sing at the Sunday church service. Come on now. In both words and songs that you create spontaneously, all around you at all times, you can find countless things for which to praise the Lord. Look for those things, and throughout the day, voice your heartfelt praise and thanksgiving to God. When you ride along in your car, get into an empty elevator, sit alone in your office or workplace space, or find yourself alone in your home, take every opportunity to voice praise to the Lord for who he is. Praise him for what he has done through the ages, for what he has done in your life and in the lives of you, of your loved ones, and for what you know without doubt the Lord is doing for you and will do for you, both now and throughout all eternity. You can never run out of things for which to praise the Lord. When you voice your praise to the Lord, the Bible tells us that the Lord is enthroned in the praises of his people, Psalm 22, the 22nd Psalm, verse 3. And I'm going to read that again. The Bible tells us that the Lord is enthroned in the praises of his people. The greater your praise, the smaller your problems will appear. The more frequent you praise, the less you will find yourself with time to worry or feel anxious. The more you praise the Lord, the more you are going to see things worthy of his praise. As you praise him, your entire attitude will shift from an unhealthy eye focus and problem focus to a healthy and joyful God focus and answer focus. So take a cue from the prophet Isaiah and proclaim, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth, Isaiah 25:1. And as we get into another life lesson from Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 3, therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Salvation should give us joy every day, not merely in the period immediately following our conversion. God's salvation is not about eternal life only, but about an abundant life right now. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for abundant life. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for just being our almighty God who is in the midst. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 13 of Isaiah, or Isaiah, whichever you pronounce. I say Isaiah. It says, the burden against Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Lift up a banner on the high mountain. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hand that they may enter the gate of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my exaltation. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of many people, a tumultuous noise and kingdoms and nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters the army for battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, the Lord and his weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pains and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Behold, the day of the Lord comes cruel with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts. And in the day of his fierce anger, it shall be as the haunted gazelle, and as a sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people, and everyone will flee to his own land. And I want to put a pin right there real quick. As many know, that I've given the church announcements for the women's ministry that I'm a director of at my church. Well, we had our 10th annual conference on yesterday, and it was 99, won't do, keeping it 100, stepping up and stepping out. And one of the things the speaker talked about was sheep, and how a sheep will turn on its back with legs up and not be able to get up without assistance. And when it says, excuse me, and a sheep that no man takes up. And the shepherd has to turn it over. And once it turns over, of course, its legs are numb from being on its back. Because if it's on its back for too long, it will die with legs up. So the shepherd has to come and turn it first. And once he turns it where it's on its four legs, then he has to lift it up and carry it back to the fold. And I thought, wow, that is so interesting, because you don't realize until you have to study about a word. And when, you know, you think about the Lord carrying that sheep, you know, and as Jesus spoke it, we got to look and see, wow, God is carrying us when we fall down. He's carrying us from point A to point B, back to the shelter of his fold. Thank God. And it goes on to tell us as we go into verse 15. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their children also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravaged. We're talking some serious. Behold, I will stir up the knees against them who will not regard silver. And as for gold, they will not delight in it. Also, their bows will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms and beauty of the Chaldeans' fire will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabians pitch tents there, nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will caper there. The hyenas will howl in their cathedrals and temples in their pleasant places. Her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged. This is a revelation word coming out of Isaiah way before John. And we need to understand that God is giving us an understanding. He gave them the understanding of end times in their day, as he has given us an understanding of end times in our day. And it says, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. Their people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of the Lord. They will take them captives, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. It shall come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and no one hindered. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us. Hail from the meek is excited about you, to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They shall speak and say to you, have you also become as meek as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. And this talks about the fall of Satan from heaven. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of the nations, all of them, sheep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. For I will raise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant, and offspring and possession for the porcupine, and marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have proposed, it shall stand. And I will break the Assyrians in my land, and on my mountains tread them underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed against the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? This is the burden which came in the year that King. Do not rejoice, all of you of Philistia, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's roots will come forth a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. The firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety. I will kill your roots with famine, and I will slay your remnant. Wail, O gate, cry, O cry. All you of Philistia are dissolved, for smoke will come from the north, and no one will be alone in his appointed time. What will they answer the messenger of the nations? That the Lord has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it. Wow. What a word this morning. And as we go back, into our psalm this morning. We're going to go back to our psalms today. And in Psalm 106:6-8, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his namesake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemy. There was not one of them left. When they believed his word, they sang his praise. And again, let's praise the Lord this morning. Let's praise the host, the Lord, the host, that God is my salvation and I trust and will not be afraid. We can't walk in fear. We walk in faith. And it goes on to say, they too forgot his words. They did not wait for his counsel, but left it exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abraham. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. Don't mess with God. But he does not want us to walk in fear. He wants us to give him praise. They made a calf in Herod and worshiped the molded image. Thus they changed. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox and that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. God wants our salvation. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to be saved. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 3 through 5. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of a king is unsearchable. Take away the dross from silver, and it will go to the silversmith for jewelry. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Proverbs, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. And let's go and get some life lessons from Psalm and Proverbs. In Psalms 106, it says this, and this is a live question. The United States Marine Corps is always on the lookout for what it calls a fugitive man. The eyes of the Lord are likewise scanning the earth to find godly men and women who will step forward and use their influence to exalt righteousness. We see that in Ezekiel where God says, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. A gap is some place where error or falsehood has crept in, allowing satanic confusion and inviting the judgment of God. Sometimes these gaps are so serious they imperil entire nations. Such a time faced Israel following the Exodus. But the word of God records this remarkable statement. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath. Few of us will ever be called upon to save a nation, but we can build up walls of protection around our families and churches by insisting on speaking the whole counsel of God. We can resist the devil daily and refuse the sensuality and perversion of this age. In Moses' day, one man made all the difference. Why not be the one who makes the difference today? A prostitute named Rahab made the right choice and became the ancestor of the Messiah. A widow named Ruth chose the God of Israel and became the great-grandmother of King David. An infertile wife named Hannah poured out her soul to God and became the mother of Samuel. A man called Abram responded to God, left his relatives behind, and became the father of all who believe. A woman named Mary poured expensive perfume on Jesus' head and gained for herself an eternal monument in the stream of history. Who are the influential people of this earth? They are the ones who leave us all to follow the Lord. Men and women who prove them to be blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of crooked and perverse generations, among whom you shine as light in the world. Philippians 2:15. You may doubt that your light shines brightly by this world's standard, but since God calls you a luminary, keep on shining. We got to shine for God. The enemy is busy, but God is omnipotent. We can shine because God says so in his word. We got to trust the Lord today. We got to not lean on our understanding. We got to understand that our Daddy God is in charge of everything. And as we go into our New Testament word this morning, for Saturday and Sunday, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says this, and I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow. For if I make you sorrowful, then who is me glad but the one who is made sorrowful by me? And I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I come I should have sorrow over those from whom I sought to have joy, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with mighty tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent. Not to be too severe, this punishment which was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man, so that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive confidence, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him. But to this end, I also wrote that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things. Now, whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I saw I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one of your sake in the presence of Christ. Let Satan to take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his device. We got to be careful that we don't like let the indecisive, destructive things come into the midst of God's people. We got to be decent and in order. We got to love each other. We got to care about each other so that the enemy does not have a way to put his stinky little foot in between you and another, because he likes to put envy and put things in the place of folks. He likes to tear up. Instead of being, we want to build up. We want to love each other. We want to care about each other. We want to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God. But he is good and greatly to be praised. Trust in the Lord today. Trust in the Lord today. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and allow God to direct your path. Now, thanks be to God who always sees us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. But we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? But we are not as so many deadening the word of God, but as the from God, we speak to the sight of God in Christ. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord this morning. For God is good and greatly to be praised. And a life lesson is this. Lest perhaps such a one be followed up with too much sorrow. The point of discipline, God, are the churches. It's always restoration and renewal, not retribution and rejection. Sorrow has value only insofar as it moves someone to repentance and back into fellowship. We should never take God's discipline as a sign of his hostility toward us or disinterest in us, but rather as a sure token of his love. His goal is never to grieve us, but to get us back on a road to life. God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly, but we got to believe that. In 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Paul does not mean that things always turn out the way we want, but that in Christ we are always on the road to victory. Setbacks happen, but they are never final or fatal. We'll praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust that you are sufficient of yourselves to think of anything of being from ourselves, but our sufficiency from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the latter, but of the Spirit. For the latter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, now will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? But if the ministry of condemnation had glory, and ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. But even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. But if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their hearts. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all will, with unveiled face, behold as in a manner, a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What a word. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. And our life lesson word right now is this. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, our sufficiency is from God. No one is so talented or capable that he or she can succeed in life or ministry without depending on God every step of the way. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. John 15 and 5. And that is the truth. John 15 and 5. Without me, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus told us. And that is the truth. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When Jesus came into a human heart by faith through the Spirit, he set the person free from the bondage of sin, the chains of death, and the futile attempts of trying to become righteous through self-effort. The old covenant, the law containing expressed the divine will of God and accurately portrayed his holy and perfect nature, but it had no power to help us obey God's will. the Spirit does. Let's lift up the name of 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all, let's go there. I want to read it in its entirety. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And Dr. Stanley tells us God is after transformed life, not merely reformed ones. Part of that transformation happens as we train our minds to focus on the person of Jesus. As we meditate on him, the Spirit begins molding us into his image. And that is our word for this morning. And all I can say is, thanks be to God who has caused us to triumph in his holy and divine name. And as we go back into our word this morning, I have read Isaiah chapter 11, starting at verse 1 to chapter 14. Ending at verse 32. I have also read the 106th Psalm, verses 1, starting at verse 6, and ending at verse 23. And I have also read Proverbs chapter 25, starting at verse number 3. And ending at verse number 7. And we have read 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3. Again, thank you all for joining me this morning as we wrap it up with a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And I thank God that we have not had any issues today. Praise be the name of the Lord our God, who is absolute. And a word for this morning is this. With God, all things are possible. All you have to do is believe. And I say, have a Savior and Salvation Sunday. Let God know that you love him because he loves you more than anything. And as our word for today says from the book of Isaiah, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Have a fearless Sunday, family, a day full of salvation. Be blessed and have a great day. That is a wrap. I just can't say enough. Thank you all for joining me this morning. Be blessed and know that you are blessed by the Most High God and that you are loved. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, watch from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And again, shout out to W Faith Women's Ministry, our Table of Life Ministry. If you're looking for a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, come join us at 2600 South 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois. Today at 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. for Sunday school. Thank you so much and be blessed. It's a wrap.